We got another case here that I think is very interesting. 59-year-old woman. In 2011, she has a 2-centimeter breast cancer, sentinel biopsy negative. She gets a lumpectomy, adjuvant chemo, followed by radiation therapy, and then adjuvant letrozole. So she was ER positive, HER2 negative. And after 4 years on the letrozole, she develops a local recurrence in the breast. So this doc wants to know, what's the role of sentinel node biopsy in the setting of local recurrence? But I also want to know how you would be thinking about in terms of so-called pseudo-adjuvant therapy, systemic therapy after local recurrence. But first, what about the axilla?
Right. So for the axilla, the reflex I find in my group, as well as when I hear this discussed in other places, the reflex is to say we should do a sentinel node biopsy. The likelihood of success of a repeat sentinel node biopsy is probably in the 70-80% range, not as high as with primary surgery, but still it can be done, is often successful. If you do the sentinel node biopsy a second time, you should do lymphoscintigraphy because the mapping can be erratic. It can go to the internal mammaries, to the supraclavicular, or even to the other axilla. So I have to say that I really try in my own practice, when I talk to patients, I try to separate out what I consider a true recurrence from a new primary. And it's actually hard sometimes to figure that out. But if you use a combination of distance in space and distance in time, I think you can do it most of the time. So if the recurrence is 20 years later, even if it's sitting on the same spot as the original tumor, I think it's fair to think of it as a new primary. But if it's 3 or 4 years later in the same region, it's very reasonable to think of it as a true recurrence. If it's a true recurrence, I really don't see the value of nodal staging. And I have actually made this argument, you know, when this has come up at SSO meetings and other places, because the very fact that the woman developed a local recurrence is an adverse feature. And we don't have any data that the additional knowledge of the nodal status is going to change her outcomes. So I think one needs to make the decision about what you call pseudo-adjuvant therapy based on the characteristics of the tumor and the recurrence. And I'm not sure that nodal information will add a lot. So I don't see the value of doing an internal mammary node biopsy, which can be quite morbid, or going to the other axilla or going to the supraclavicular region, which a second sentinel node might do, if I'm not convinced that, in fact, this nodal information really should change our treatment. So this is, again, a multidisciplinary discussion. I usually present this before doing the surgery. I usually present it at our conference to get input from medical oncology, whether they feel that the lymph node information is going to impact the medical oncology management. If it is, I attempt it, and sometimes we sort of come to a consensus agreement that it's not going to make a difference, then I don't think it's worthwhile to subject the patient to the injection, the lymphoscintigraphy, and maybe searching in other areas for a sentinel node. On the other hand, if I determine, or if it seems clear that this is a second primary, not a true recurrence, then I think the sentinel node biopsy should be attempted, that information should be sought, and it probably should be included in the medical oncology discussion. So again, I think there's some room for interpretation there, but as I said at the beginning, the reflex generally that I hear from people is to try to identify that sentinel node.